Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who are at the end of the weeks and the end of our ropes, and we love our jobs even though we kind of like to bitch about them, so we'd like to keep them, and we're going to remain anonymous and use pseudonyms throughout this podcast. I'd like to give a very special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons, our donors out there, Miss Kristen W., Vanessa J., Mary C., Haley M., Barry N., Rylan M., Catherine S., Perla C., Kelsey W., RJR, Cara T., Kristen C., Amanda T., Johanna H., Tony and Christina K., Irma A., Rebecca J., Melissa M., Lisa S., Casey B., and Sarah N. If you are interested in getting extra episodes, lots of bonus content, all kinds of crazy stuff, we usually put out a couple things once a week, if not more than that, you can join Patreon. It's only $5, and we're about to do some kind of cool rewards where if you're like a patron for a couple months, you get like the free swag. It's gonna be awesome. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, Ludlam Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher or know one in your building, you could definitely use some more resources. So go to Ludlam Dramatics. They have amazing theater-specific educational posters for your walls. There's over 40 different ones. Everything from How the History of Broadway, Lin-Manuel Miranda biography posters, The Parts of Stage, How Not to Be a Douchebag in the Audience. There are tons of posters that you can get only at LudlamDramatics.com. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday, and if you have a story you would like to share with us, you can tag us on Facebook, Instagram, or really the one thing we check the most is hit us up through the contact page of our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. We also have lots of great swag on there in case you're interested in, you know, getting a shot glass or a beer koozie that says Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, because you rep it, yo. Wow, that was dumb. I shouldn't have said that. I kind of regret it now, but I don't want to re-record this, so I'm just going to keep going. All right, the last thing I'm going to ask you to do, if you can, please just find one person in your building, one friend, one like-minded ally, and tell them about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Tell them, you know, to something you heard, because honestly, that's the best way to spread the word. It's just one person at a time. Tell a friend, hey, this podcast is great. I love it. And if you don't like it, well, fuck off and quit listening. I mean, why are you here if you don't like it, right? I mean, come on. But hey, if you want to support us, you can also leave a review. Counteract the troll. Anyway, I've babbled too much. Please enjoy the podcast. This is episode 59, friends.
Fucking shoot party animal.
Well, I set a reading goal for myself this year, and I've almost hit it, my reading challenge for the year.
Are you going to get yourself a pizza at the end of it?
I'm awesome. Going to give myself a hand job.
What's you know, one, two, hand job, baby.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! What?
Oh, it's hand jive.
No, it's not. No, it's not anymore.
Why in 37 years have I not even thought about it?
I feel like my existence has been meaningless until this moment.
I'm so glad I could bring that joy to you.
Born to hand job. Baby.
And welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast.
There it is.
I am Elvis, your host, and today I'd like to welcome my guest, Ms. Shirley Temper.
Why don't you go to your home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
And also joining us today is Ms. Lucy Elaine.
Hi, y'all.
And also Ms. Bunny O'Hare.
The price is wrong, Bob.
And also Miss Rosie Rose.
I could not be more one with nature. I do Coachella every year.
Welcome back, guys. We recorded this episode, like, we know this, but you guys out there know. We recorded this episode like 3 days ago, and we had technical difficulties, and it wasn't really jiving, and we're all kind of off. I was definitely a little bit off by the end of it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we had this amazing Saturday, and like Joe Biden was announced as the next president of the United States.
Woo!
And
yeah.
So, well, I am so excited. I actually feel kind of a sense of hope going into 2021 now.
What is that shit?
But the big thing I'm most excited about is that Betsy DeVos is going to be gone.
Yeah. Bye.
Rich, the wicked bitch.
And so this is the Adios DeVos episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast.
Like yesterday when I'm sure everybody watched. Everybody mm-hmm. watched the speeches, and Joe gets up there and goes, and my wife, Jill, she's kicking her ass out. He made it a point to be like, yeah, and that's like calling her out by name. She's out of here.
Well, we were watching the speech, and you know, is it an acceptance speech? I don't really know, but it was classy.
Yes,
but it was much. Cool because Mr. Temper and I, we sat down and we explained to our two crotch goblins, you know, the deal, and they were so excited that Joe Biden won. We were at the Elder Temper's house, and the Elder Temper's are Republicans, so we just didn't talk about it, and we didn't tell the kids until we like got in the car, and they were so jazzed. And so we're watching this, and you know, Joe is great and he's cool and everything, but Kamala, yeah, and the magnitude of that. And so we explained to our older crotch goblin, and he was like, oh man, this is such a big deal. And the 5-year-old girl was like, I like her. She's saying nice things about girls. That means I can grow up and be president. And when I'm president, I'm going to make sure you have a big house, Mom. The other thing that was so cool is, you know, the switcheroony happens January 20th, right? That is my oldest crotch goblin's 10th birthday. Yay! And he
Happy
made a
10th birthday, Crotchy.
I know, right? Aww. And he made a point of saying, I can't think of anything better than that horrible bully not being our president anymore. Okay. I know, right?
I was thinking before we even started recording, like, there may still be a listener or two who hasn't been turned off by our spewing liberal crap. like, it's possible that there are still listeners out there who enjoy us in spite of that.
You use your air quotes when you said that? Because I could feel the air quotes.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. we are not on a video call. She just knew. But can we all just agree, like, across party lines, that Betsy DeVos is the actual worst, like, Satan?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
The worst.
Yeah, I don't even people I know that are the most hardcore Trumpers are still like, get this hoe out of here. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So everyone agrees that she's awful.
She has no experience whatsoever, and she's put in a position to make calls that make no sense.
And that kind of leads us to the whole failure in leadership that we've been struggling with, not just since Corona, but since, you know, the last 4 years, but definitely since Corona and the pandemic, that the schools could have used so much guidance and so much help, and there was silence.
Well, and you know what's interesting, and kind of piggybacking on what you said, Bunny, is, like I said, you know, my mom and dad are Republicans. They are not Trumpers. And, you know, my mom didn't raise any fool. And, you know, the reason I'm as liberal and progressive as I am is because of my mom. I grew up a feminist. I grew up with LGBT family member who had AIDS, who struggled with addiction. And so my growing up, I knew, you know, the importance of these things from a very young age. So even though she says she's a very conservative Republican, there are certain things that we agree should be completely bipartisan. And education is the forefront. She's a retired teacher and she hates that bitch. And so she did make a point yesterday, because we had, you know, I was over at my parents' house and she pulled me to the side. She goes, I'm so glad for you. I'm so excited for you. And that just meant the world to me. It really did. And I think it just goes to show, though, as teachers, as educators, you have to have somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing.
What is the homeboy who's a head of TEA? What does he do for a living?
Mike Morrell.
Besides nothing? Yeah, him?
He was a business software person. Mr. Rosé, like Daddy Rosé.
Papa Rosé.
Mm-hmm. Papa Rosé, yes. very much is conservative, and even he's no, screw Mike Morrell.
Yep, 100%. Yeah. And the same way about Betsy. He's like, nope.
I think there was one time recently where, I guess, Daddy Temper. No, that's terrible. Nope. Papa Temper.
Papa, there you go.
There was one time recently where Papa Temper tried to defend TEA or some misguided attempt, and it was just he and Mama Temper, and apparently my mother just eviscerated him and was like, you turn off that Fox News bullshit and you listen to your daughter who's a teacher and your son-in-law is a teacher and your wife who's a teacher. You don't know dick about education. I was like, damn.
I imagine that whole story with her slapping the table like 5 times.
Yes.
Yes.
I have had the pleasure of meeting Mrs. Mama Temper on many occasions, and I would have very much enjoyed buying popcorn and walking.
Grandma and Grandpa Rosé are also very conservative Trumpers, and Grandpa Rosé tried to say something about Betsy DeVos, and Mama Rosé was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Like, do you know who you're talking to? Like, do you know what family you're in? We are a family of teachers. Literally everyone in my family is in education." And she's like, "I'm going to need you to turn off Facebook as your news source and pay attention." And I was like, "Damn, Mama."
My big takeaway from this is that I'm baffled at how people who can defend Trump and stand by all of it. But then he appointed this woman to Secretary of Education who has no business being there, obviously doesn't give a shit, and clearly he doesn't give a shit. This is from Slate.com. It's an opinion piece by Mr. Dan Coyce, and it's titled, "Goodbye, Betsy DeVos." "So long, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. It wasn't just that you were unqualified to lead America's educational system. As someone who never worked at a public school, attended a public school, or even took out a school loan, it was that you were the opposite of qualified. An early example of the Trump administration's elitist disregard for the very role of government agencies themselves. You sailed into the Department of Education as if sailing into port on just one of your many yachts, buoyed by your belief that public schools are a dead end, your declaration that government sucks, and your family's hundreds of millions of dollars donated to Republican causes. And yeah, you made the most of the opportunity. You promoted charter and religious schools while ignoring public schools. You reduced protections for victims of sexual assault, for minority students, for gay and trans students. You gleefully ignored a court order and continued to collect loan payments from students at a defunct and fraudulent for-profit university 16,000 times, including wage garnishment and tax seizures of teachers and students. What a bitch. And as chair of the Trump administration's school safety commission, formed after the Parkland shootings, you declined to recommend any gun control measures, but you did rescind an Obama-era guideline instructing schools not to punish minority students more harshly than white ones. Thank goodness. But it was in 2020, as America's schools faced arguably their biggest crisis since the civil rights era, that you really made your contempt for teachers and children plain. As schools across the country sought aid and advice to reopen safely in the fall, you holed up in your Michigan compound, protected by around-the-clock U.S. Marshals that have cost taxpayers as much as $25 million over 4 years. You're the first cabinet secretary ever to insist on having this. From your mansion, you join Donald Trump's demands that schools reopen now, but offer no support or assistance. The end result? Politicizing school reopening as an issue, making it more difficult for schools to open safely. You've overseen a slow-motion education disaster that will have lasting effects on an entire generation of children. And you've done it all with haughty, better-than-this attitude that makes it clear just how little of a shit you give. You didn't give a shit during your confirmation hearings when you plagiarized your Senate questionnaire and didn't bother to learn anything about the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. You didn't give a shit this summer when you sniffed, "The Secretary of Education isn't the nation's superintendent." Well, soon you won't be the nation's anything. I can't wait to never think about you again. You are expelled. Adios, DeVos. What was the phrase? If I could sue sperm, I would sue the sperm that made you. And that's kind of how I feel about her, because she's just an evil, rich-ass person who is out of touch with anything, and really, because of that, doesn't give a shit, and she doesn't give a fuck. But I am so fucking excited about Dr. Jill Biden?
Let me tell you some exciting things about Dr. Jill Biden.
Yes, queen.
And if I will refer to her as doctor, I read something online earlier today that's like, well, she's not an MD, so you really shouldn't call her doctor.
Fuck no, off.
I will go through this woman's resume. She has earned her shit. Okay. She earned a BA in English from the University of Delaware. She earned a master's in education from Westchester State College, after which she worked as a reading specialist for emotionally disturbed students, including working at Rockford Center Psychiatric Hospital. So this woman, like, knows what it's like with students who are struggling, right? In all, she spent 13 years teaching public high school.
Yes.
She's one of us.
She earned her education doctorate in educational leadership from the University of Delaware. Her dissertation was on student retention at the community college level and how to meet students' needs at community college. And she still currently teaches at a community college. I think it's North Virginia. And she has already said that she plans to, as much as possible, continue teaching. She teaches English at Northern Virginia Community College. Yes.
The thing about, should we like call her Dr. Biden? I feel like if she was a man, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I love it. I love that she's going to be first lady. I love Kamala Harris as vice president. I love all this like intelligent, strong lady power.
So I really respect Jill immensely as a reading specialist myself. You know, that can be a really, really hard job. And I say that like when you have a students that cannot read, no matter what mental ability they are or whatnot, it is so taxing on that student and the teacher. A lot of emotions go into reading. The English language is hard. And for her to put that effort into ED students, that is just blows me away. It shows how much patience she has and how she can just seize a moment and hold on to that, do what she can do from day to day, be tired as hell, I'm sure, when she's done, and then turn around, do it again, help the United States, and yet still keep her job. Gorgeous woman. I woke up today feeling good. Like,
same.
Just, I don't know. It wasn't like anything changed overnight except a presidency, but he's not even in there yet. And then like tomorrow, he's supposed to be going over the details to roll out like a pandemic plan.
Plan? We're going to have a
little bit. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey guys, guess what?
What's that?
We have a Patreon.
Is that like OnlyFans?
It's just like OnlyFans. You can see all of our feet. It would be beautiful. Now, for as little as $5 a month, you can get all kinds of access to extra episodes, bonus content, interviews with us. There's literally so much stuff you can hear us there. So if you're not getting enough of us on like the normal feed, sign up for Patreon, and there is so much more that you get to hear. And you get to hear new stuff, and you get to interact with us. Glad you get to interact with us. Yeah, no. And you get to interact with us, and you can play Among Us and all this other crazy stuff. So you should do that. And if you can't do that, if you don't want to spend $5 and get all kinds of cool stuff, then you could really just, you know, leave a good review, because obviously we're pretty liberal over here. Uh-huh, and there are some people who are not liberal, and they don't like us very much. And so they've been leaving lots of nasty reviews. And so if you could just, like, for free, go write a nice sentence like, I love these people, and like put it on one of those review sites, it would be amazing. So do that, and because we love you, that's everything.
I mean, technically you could write like, fuck those bitches, but give it 5 stars and it would be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
Bitches get stuff done.
When they go low, we go high. Here's the thing. I think that those people would love us as individual people. They just don't like our ideas, and that's okay.
But as educators, I think every one of them agrees that DeVos sucks, and it's such a good thing that she's leaving.
We have that in common.
Lucille, what house are you?
I don't know what you're speaking of, because I just came back. It's me,
Harry Potter.
Yeah. So here's the thing with that. I am not a Harry Potter reader, fan, any of it. However, I did go to a fantastic Harry Potter burlesque show last year. And I had my friends, and I found out that I am, let me think if I can get, I'll probably get it wrong, but it's a House of Ravenclaw. Is that
Ravenclaw? Yeah.
We had to take a little test or something. They made me take this little like internet test, and it, that's what I came out to be.
We did a whole Patreon of
that. Yeah, this, I didn't know it either for myself, and they made me do that. They needed to know. So that was one of our Patreon episodes.
Oh, yes.
You awake from an unusually vivid dream. In this dream, the imagined person visits you in your bedroom and addresses you directly. They calmly tell you that the circumstances surrounding their death have been incorrectly reported. The celebrity urges you to tell the world what really happened, which is that they were assassinated by the U.S. government. The dream is not unpleasant or upsetting. It's just a pointed conversation. However, you do not have this dream only once. You start to have it every single night. It's always the last dream you have before waking in the morning. This goes on for 30 days with no signs of stopping. What do you do?
I'm going to definitely play detective. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to raise hell. It's going to be a cold case open. Oh, I'm on it. I mean, 30 days with no signs of stopping, that's a definite sign that like I need to be doing something. And obviously me, I mean, if someone's choosing me, I must have a connection somewhere to connect the pieces together to figure out exactly what happened. But yeah, I'm on it. I can't wait.
I like it. Rosie, what about you?
Here's the thing. Is it a celebrity I actually care about?
It's Jerry. It's Jerry.
Oh my God. It's Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry okay. Who?
Jerry.
Seinfeld? Like the mouse? No.
Gerard Butler.
Okay.
Okay. So if it was Jerry, I'm hiring the best PI. I'm figuring out who done it. And I'm going to keep having them come to me in my dreams. And it's going to be great. And we're going to figure it out.
Bunny, what about you?
I think I would definitely start the Google research and start like trying to hire people to look into it. Where I live is not anywhere close to anywhere a celebrity lives. So I might have to get somebody more local to help. You were saying about like hiring a detective and stuff.
Yeah. Start, like a PI.
Start working on it. I might also go as far as like trying to contact, I don't know, like a medium or something and see if we can like ghost them.
Not the one we went to because she was terrible.
No, she was awful.
All right. Shirley, what about you?
I'll be real. I'm super witchy. It would freak me out. It would freak me out. But I'm also supremely lazy. So I would probably like half-heartedly read some Googles about it and maybe like get on a Reddit and ask some questions. But I don't want to fuck around with governments like assassinating people. Mm-hmm. So I'd probably be like, hey, sorry.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to thank my host for being here, Miss Lucille Lane. It was wonderful hearing from you.
Ah, rough, just the way your mother likes it, Trebek. What I did there?
And also big thanks to Miss Rosie Rose.
I can't follow that. That was so good.
Yeah. I'll take the penis mightier.
Two birds, one stone. All of them.
And big thank you to Miss Bunny O'Hare.
So does Betsy DeVos leave on her own, or does one of us have to throw the bucket of water on her?
And last but not least, Miss Shirley. Oh, Shirley. Thomas called her Shirley O'Hare. Miss Shirley Temper.
It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
All right, my friends. We'll try to find some peace this week. Remember to exhale, take care of yourselves. And no matter what your belief is, DeVos is gone soon. And that is wonderful and amazing. So adios, Devos. And remember, put your oxygen masks on yourselves before helping those around you. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers!
Everybody, hey, if you didn't see me,
Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Remember, the Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. I'd like to thank my hosts who were here this week, Miss Shirley Temper, Miss Lucille Lane, Miss Rosie Rose, and of course, Miss Bunny O'Hare. And a big shout out to Miss Priscilla, who is by my side while I do all of this. Mwah! I'd like to thank our sponsors, Love Them Dramatics. Of course, all of our Patreons, who are all of our patrons at Patreon. I don't know, I get confused with all that. But I really appreciate everybody who's out there who's helping us out. Please keep up there. Remember, you are not alone. There are a lot of us out there. And hey, we're about to get rid of the boss. Things could improve, right? I mean, surely they all improve, right? Right? Anyway, my friends, I'm so glad you're here. That's all I got. Leave a review. Have a good week. Get some rest. Breathe. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Deep drinks. Cheers.
Beautiful.
All I can think, all I can think about is how excited Leslie Knope is with this whole thing.
Oh yeah. Right?
Oh my god, that's my favorite meme. I keep seeing this isn't happening. It's happening.
It's happening. Yeah. I just, and then in the last season, they were playing charades and Jill was like, okay, Leslie, though, you know, no shop talk. And she's like, okay, Dr. Biden. Like that's, I just go back to that and love Leslie Knope.